Spirit Radio Podcasts.
And it's time for our weekly Life in 5 interview. We get to talk to someone about their life, the high points, the low points, and how they might have seen God at work through it all. Now, they do it by answering 5 questions that they choose from a short list. I'm very pleased to say that my guest today is Mary Fitzgerald. Mary, it's a real pleasure to have you in here today. Thanks
it's
for popping in.
It's lovely to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, well, thanks for coming in. Well, the first thing to do is you just tell me a bit about yourself.
Well, I'm originally from Limerick. I spent most of my time in Dublin after coming up at 17. And about at 12, 14 years ago, I relocated myself to the sunny southeast. Reared my family here. I have 5 grown-up children, 8 lovely grandchildren. Retired, as I said, and life is good.
And life is...
life is great.
Life is good. Well, that's good to hear. I'm glad to hear they say life is good. You know what? When you work on the radio, sometimes the only thing you ever hear is life is just too hard, isn't it? Just too hard.
Well, it's a mixture sometimes, but now I'm in a lovely place. It's wonderful, you know.
Well, it has its ups and its downs,
it has
I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm so glad you'll be here to answer these questions. So the first question is always a good one. A favourite Bible verse and why?
Yes, that was really difficult because there's so many beautiful verses. I picked John 1, 40 to 42. Very simple. Andrew was going around the place and he heard Jesus speak, John the Baptist, and he came home and he said to Peter, I have found the Messiah. And he brought Peter to Jesus. And as you know, the rest is history. What Peter did for Jesus, you know, and I think I find it very encouraging because you don't know who you're asking. If you invite someone to church or for a cup of coffee or for a walk and you end up talking about your faith or Jesus, what the Lord can do in that life, an ordinary life, you know. And the other one then is the woman at the well, that's John 4. And I can identify with that woman at the well very much. You know, she was feeling ostracized from society. She probably felt a lot of shame and hurt. And she came in the middle of the day. But the lovely thing is that Jesus wasn't supposed to go to Samaria, but he went out of his way to meet her. And as I said, she was collecting water at the well. And he told her, you know, that why was she there, that he would give her living life. And she didn't really understand it. But she understood it when he said to her, he told her everything he knew about her. In fact, she had 5 husbands, as you remember the story. And I suppose really we're all like that. When you're confronted with Jesus, he knows already everything about you. But when he tells you things on a personal level. So her whole life was transformed because of her encounter with Jesus. Andrew and the disciples, their life was completely transformed by Jesus. When you meet love. And that's basically it. So there were certain times in my life when I could feel all of the shame, guilt, failure, and wonder about God.
Mm. Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. And two very, very powerful scripture passages you've chosen there. Can you tell us, okay, question number 2. Oh, here we go. Now, a time you heard something clear from God.
Yes, I think really I'd like to start off by saying that, you know, like before when I was not a Christian, I didn't believe that, well, God spoke to people today. I didn't even believe that he was real. I had to start from the bottom and what I believed through a traumatic time in my life. But it's fascinating and wonderful and real and truth to know that God is real and he will talk to you. And he does. Through his word, through nature, through friends. So the time that I really believed that he spoke to me very strongly, I've always loved words and written words, poetry, stopping my tracks about quotes, all of this. And one night I couldn't sleep. At 5 o'clock in the morning, couldn't sleep. Decided I'd come downstairs and make a cup of tea. It was useless trying to sleep. And as I came down the stairs, the Holy Spirit spoke to me very clearly. He said, write. And my response was not a very good one. I said, you've got to be kidding me. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. I want to go back to bed. So I came down and all I can say is that the Holy Spirit downloaded my brain to write a little piece called The Day That Jesus Showed Up. And I didn't have to think about punctuation. I didn't have to think about grammar. I had to think about nothing. And the hardest thing for me was letting it go. It was like I'd given birth to a baby. But I knew it was something special and it wasn't meant to go in a drawer. So I believe through people taking it, and it's gone all over the world now, that's God. That's not me at all, you know.
And that's something beautiful that you've written. It's a story about Jesus showing up at the door and you know, transforming a person's life, and everything is chaotic, but gradually there's a sort of change that goes on inside the person.
Yeah, a lot of people would think, wasn't it great for the disciples that they walked around with Jesus? So my little story is about, well, if you knocked on the door tonight, it might be very inconvenient. And you'd be saying, how long is he going to stay? And what does he expect? All of that. So that's the gist of the story, really. And he changes, you know, he brought friends to my house in the story that weren't anything like I would meet in a normal day, you know. And we have this little box that we put Jesus in. He's nothing like that. He's bigger than everything we could imagine.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you for that. So now, number three, question 3 of 5, a testing time in your life.
Yeah, two very important things. In 1984, my marriage broke up. And 6 months later, my mother dropped dead, getting her hair done. To say I was devastated is an understatement. I question God. How could a loving God do something like this? Two people that I love dearly gone out of my life for different reasons. So I started, I lived my life. I threw God out. I said, you can't be there. You can't be a loving God. And you're either totally ineffectual or you don't care. So I lived my life for 3 or 4 years like that. And eventually I started asking tough questions. To the outside world, I had my mask on. I had my coping mechanisms in place. I wasn't letting anybody in. I had a huge problem with trust. I was angry. I was resentful. And my life was a mess. And I had only 5 reasons to get up in the morning. And they were my children. They were very young at the time, from 12 years to 7 months. But they were the reasons that I got up. So I did ask the questions. I started asking God, are you there? Show me. And he did. And I fell in love. I've been in love ever since. And that's the story. He can restore everything. He has restored everything. I had to forgive. You know, the Holy Spirit had to teach me a lot of stuff about forgiveness. The hardest thing really was to forgive myself, because I felt a failure and shame again, going back to the woman at the well. She was ostracized. Where do you fit in society when you're a divorced or separated woman? How can you rear your children yourself when this is not what you bought up for, you know? I could barely take care of myself. And the constant stress of that, God showed me, I'm there with you. I was always there, but you have to do certain things as well. And it was a wonderful journey, but very tough as well. I cried a lot of tears. And God shows you a lot of stuff. Some things are very painful, you know, but it's a loving God that's behind all of that. Mm. And to know you're loved. When I discovered that I was loved, that I was valuable, that I had a place in the world, and I could get on with overcoming any trauma through his grace. That doesn't mean that I'm a very Holy Mary. Listen, anyone that's listening today that knows me knows that I'm up for fun. I'm ordinary, very ordinary. You know, I like to cook. I like to have a laugh. But he enhances your personality. For many years, I thought that anyone that had God in their lives, they were real holy and there'd be no fun. You couldn't have any crack at all. And you'd be dead, really, you know. But no, the opposite happens.
Well, that's great, Mary. Thank you for sharing that. So we've got 2 questions left. So one is, I know the last question is about music. We'll come to that in a minute. But a person who had a big influence on you.
Yes, that was a bit difficult as well, because so many people. I mean, I have friends that I'm amazed I still have friends, because when I was in that angry, unforgiving state, nobody could get through to me, you know? And when I was really unlovable, some people still in my life today stood with me. They brought the apple tart. They took me out for dinner. Money came in the door at Christmas, that kind of thing. But I never knew at all about a personal God. God was up there. That was when I grew up. God was this guy, this entity in the sky that was so far removed and keeping a list of all the bad things that you might do. And then I had to discover this new God, the real God. And the first time ever that I heard anyone speaking or was a book I read, Stormy O'Martin, and she talked about a personal God, having a relationship with a personal God. And I was saying, how can you have a personal relationship with spirit? And that was the beginning of discovering that there is a personal God and he loves you. And the other person, people of influence, of course, were my parents. I came from a small village in Limerick. My parents had buried six children before me. I ended up being an only child. So there was a lot of grief in my family before I was born, but they never spoke about it. But what they did tell me and show me by their lives, you know, there was no huge romantic gestures from my father. He was just a faithful man. And he showed that to my mother every day by going to work, by loving her. And what I learned from them was to be true to yourself, to have integrity and be honest in your dealings and to do the best you can. So I've tried to carry that on in my life, and I hope I have instilled it in my children as well, you know, that it's important to be honest in all your dealings, you know. Small and big.
So small and big. Very nice indeed, Mary. Well, thank you for that. Well, now listen, the last question is a favourite piece of music, which we're going to play. And I know it's, we've talked about it, Storyteller by Morgan Harper Nichols.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, this is the backdrop to my life, really. Storyteller. I have words, you know, that's a gift. It's all about him. God gives us the story. All he asks us is to get it out. You know, when people want to listen or not listen. But as I said earlier on, I fell in love totally, and this guy is not going away, right? He's here for good. And Storyteller just encompasses that for me, that, you know, in the valleys, on the mountain, God was there all the time, and he can make a difference in your life. I am very joyful in my life today, that nobody can take that joy away, and that's the Holy Spirit, that's God. And nobody else could do it. Nobody could heal me except God. And when God heals you, you're totally healed. So that's the freedom I have today, and I'm delighted to be able to share it. As I said, an ordinary life storyteller.
Well, Mary, it's been an absolute pleasure having you in and coming in and telling us a bit of your story and how amazing it's been. And I think it'd be appropriate for us to finish with our Morgan Harper Nichols song, which I've lined up for us, which we can play out. Mary Fitzgerald, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Dominic.
It's been a real pleasure.
I'm so grateful to be asked. Thank you.
Yeah, well, you're a fantastic person to have in here, and thank you so much for coming. And here is that wonderful song from Morgan Harper Nichols, You're a Storyteller. It's 11:23. You're on Spirit.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.